Proclamation number 6205 of 5th of March, 1955. Helping assistance of people at redemption from the depths. I distribute an inexhaustible measure of grace because my love constantly endeavors to prepare an eternal life and beatitude for you. Thus I do not leave the souls in darkness without help either, because they cannot help themselves alone, but just as I also look after the still weak souls and give them strength to reach the light. My love applies to all souls, which does not stop, which wants to help and make happy and which therefore also grasps the spiritual which is still very distant from me. Which is why I bestow graces there. Undeserved aids which shall prove my love. My merciful love follows the souls into the abyss and seeks to redeem them. And therefore you must understand that every human being on earth is also allowed to participate in this act of salvation and that I accept and bless his cooperation if it applies to the redemption of those souls from the abyss. Just as I bless everything which demonstrates love for the unredeemed spirits. You humans can help by intervening as mediators, because direct contact between me and those souls and the abyss is impossible, because these souls would not be able to bear the abundance of light which would shine upon them with my direct presence. But this presence is also forbidden because it would signify a compulsion of will. But you build a bridge through your love which the souls of the abyss can now enter in order to come to me of their own free will. My love and grace also sends messengers to these souls, beings of light who approach them in disguise in order to induce them to release themselves from the abyss and strive upwards. But you humans on earth have greater influence on those souls, especially if love for them impels you to grant them help. You have greater influence because you appear more real to them, because you are still in the spheres where these souls also came from. And you have a special influence if you are able to convey my word to them which, as a direct emanation of love, has an incomprehensible effect, which provides them with noticeable relief, which touches them beneficially and can therefore be regarded as a very special means of grace for these souls. The otherworldly messengers of light and love also bring my word close to them, yet until they have gained the realization of what they have to strive for in order to be blissfully happy, they still behave rejectively towards these beings of light until they have gained the realization through you, whom they are more likely to believe and follow your instructions. People on earth can establish contact with the inhabitants of darkness much more easily and sooner if they want to help them in my name, if they make it their task to be redemptively active. Then such an endeavor will also be blessed by me, then I myself can imperceptibly help. I can open the gates for the souls of the deep to reach you, which they are not allowed to do without my will, so as not to harass you on behalf of the one who is my adversary. And thus they come to you soothed and appeal to you for help, which you can now also give to them by offering them my word which is of real help to them and which does not fail to have an effect. People who consciously take care of these souls, who consciously want to carry out redemption work, will always be blessed by me, for they carry out work which will never remain unsuccessful because they use a means which will certainly bring redemption to the souls. They convey my word to the souls, and they establish the connection between those souls and Jesus Christ. And if they now take refuge in me, in him they are saved for all eternity. Amen.